baseball is coming back on July 3rd.
July 3rd.
Apparently, here's what's funny about this whole phenomenon. Chase Miller is joining us from our sister station, 740 The Fan. Earlier, we were talking about Red Hawks baseball coming back. And apparently, JJ kept saying on the air that it's coming back February 3rd. But
I didn't realize why.
I mean, February 3rd would be great, I think, for baseball fans
That'd be great, because
they want to know that baseball is going to be back in some way this summer at the professional level.
But here's what's funny about it. Our listeners had to tell us he was saying February 3rd. I apparently don't even really listen to JJ when we're on the air. Like, I'm hearing him, but I'm not listening.
And given, I don't know a lot about sports, but I do know that we're not playing Red Hawks baseball on February 3rd.
This is
that
correct.
Was a slip of the old tongue.
This is correct. That's more basketball, hockey season.
Yeah,
exactly. My, let's see here. Is that called selective hearing then, Amy?
Yeah,
is that
maybe.
Selective hearing
or maybe I just, I knew what he was going to say, and so I just filled in the blanks in my brain.
Right, because you heard baseball, you heard third,
like,
and you're like, okay, there
yeah,
we go.
July 3rd, yeah, I know,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, Chase, let's tell the people what they can expect for baseball at Newman Outdoor Stadium.
Yep, so the American Association, there's six teams that are going to be allowed to play this summer, and then there's six teams that will not be playing this summer. So you have that for 2020. The Winnipeg Gold Eyes are coming down because obviously you can't be going north of the border and back and forth, obviously with essential workers and COVID-19, and you got to stay in quarantine for so many days. So they're coming down, and Fargo-Moorhead is going to hub the Winnipeg Gold Eyes. So essentially, it'll be Fargo-Moorhead and the Winnipeg Gold Eyes at Newman Outdoor Field this year. There's Sioux Falls Canaries will hub the St. Paul Saints at Sioux Falls, and the Milwaukee Milkmen are going to hub the Chicago Dogs in Milwaukee. What that means is the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks will play 42 of the 60 games at home this year, because you might go to a game at Newman and the Redhawks will be the away team, because Winnipeg will be the home team. So they're not going to have too many travels this summer. $10 for a ticket before you go to Newman Outdoor Field, $12 the day of or the night of, and everything's going to be general admission. So normally you might go, hey, I want to sit in section I, row 5, seats 1 through 5. You won't have to worry about that. It's just the earlier you get to the ballpark, the better seat that you might want for social distancing purposes. And they haven't really came up with specifics yet, but I'm going to be assuming, depending on how everything continues to go over the next couple of weeks, anywhere from probably 25 to 50% capacity. I think the goal is right now to try to get at least 2,000 is the number that I've kind of been hearing, around 2,000 fans to try to go to Newman Outdoor Field for a game. So the Redhawks could be in Sioux Falls, but Winnipeg might be in Fargo, and fans could still go to Winnipeg against St. Paul, for example, at Newman Outdoor Field.
So, to me, there's a little logistic that I feel bad for Winnipeg, which is their Canadian fan base will not be able to come down here for games.
Unless you want to quarantine,
which I can't imagine.
Bring your pierogies down. That's all that we really care about.
Yeah. This is a pretty major change. Okay, so it sounds like we're only talking about upper Midwest teams.
Correct. Yep. Upper Midwest. Chicago Dogs, again, going to Milwaukee. St. Paul going to Sioux Falls. Then Fargo-Moorhead and the Winnipeg Gold Eyes. 60 games in 70 days. And then the postseason will be the two best teams duking it out for a best-of-five game series is what they're going to have. So that's pretty much the 4-1-1. Later today, they're coming out with the schedule. We know right now that the Redhawks will host Winnipeg on July the 3rd over that weekend of the 4th, but we don't know game times yet or what's going to happen, obviously, for rain delays. Are you going to do a split 7 innings? Are you going to do a day-night 9-inning doubleheader? So there's some other things that need to come out, but in terms of the schedule, that'll get released later today.
So February 3rd, right there again. July 3rd.
What's happening?
Baseball is alive and well back in Fargo-Moorhead.
Correct. It's going to be alive and well. And then there was a little bit of change earlier today. Some sources that have came out and said that Jim Bennett will no longer be the, as you heard from Jim Monk at the bottom of the hour there with the news, no longer the Redhawks manager. He was 1 year with the club, a first postseason appearance since 2013, and Benny was named the American Association Manager of the Year. He's not coming back, and it sounds like Chris Coast would be the interim manager, and a lot of people know the Coast name around here, part of the inaugural 1996 Redhawks team that had their first couple games of Jack Williams, a catcher who made it to the show, played with the Philadelphia Phillies, won a World Series, and then he came back, and as he had a Cobber baseball coach currently right now, and he's been the bench coach for Fargo-Moorhead the last couple of years, very similar to what Bucky did. He was up at Concordia, and then over his summer job was kind of, hanging out with the Redhawks as a first base coach and doing some odd and end things. So.
Wow, so some major changes.
And there's going to be more on that at 4 o'clock today. The Redhawks are going to release a statement.
So they've gone through a lot of managers here in the last couple of years.
Yeah, Doug Semenik was the face of the franchise, right? They announced, they announced their All-25 team, and Simi was the manager on the All-25 team from 96 to 2017. And then Michael Schlack took over in the interim role in 2017 when they let Simi go with about a month left to go in the regular season. Schlack was the guy in 2018. He moved on, and then they brought Benny in. Now he's gone, and now here we go with a Chris Coase. So hopefully Coase can be the next Doug Semenik, so to speak, and be there for quite a while.
Do you think that's what's going to happen here? I mean, does Chris Coase stay in this position?
Yeah, the one thing, if you're with Coase right now, and I don't have all the privy information to what's going on back and forth, but I think what's going to be happening now for Coase is, you know, you still have a job at Concordia, and those will intermix. So the question becomes, will he have to pick and choose one, or is this just the interim summer where he can be the guy for the Red Hawks as an interim manager role at the end of the season, talk about what's best for Concordia, talk what's best for the Red Hawks? Will they allow both organizations to kind of do both? So there's going to be an ongoing deal to Amy's question that I don't have an official answer yet. Sure. But I'm sure, but maybe in February of 2021, we might be able to know it a little bit more.
Okay, so one thing that happens in our studios before Red Hawks kick off is we always assign who's going to be
the first pitch.
The first pitch. Yeah. This year, I think we give the first pitch to someone in one of those frontline medical people, don't you think?
That'll be good.
Give it a fun opportunity
to
throw the first pitch of the game.
So is it all going to look the same? I mean, there still first pitches? Are there still people in the stands?
There's going to be a lot more things, again, in the next 2 weeks that we're going to know come July the 3rd. If you're going to go to fmredhawks.com or you know, go to the Red Hawks ticket box office, they'll be able to give you more information. But once we get the schedule out today, then I'm assuming that we're going to get more information in terms of, again, what's the amount of fans that they want in the stands come July, $10 before the game, $12 if you walk up and buy the ticket. Everything's general admission. So the earlier you get there and you save your spot, you're still going to have to social distance. If you've gone out to a local racetrack here in the Red River Valley, you've kind of noticed, whether it's River Cities in Grand Forks, the Red River Valley Speedway in West Fargo, that they've allowed fans in the stands, but it's been like every other row. And even within those rows, there's been like four seats. Don't sit for four seats. Four seat. River City Speedway, I know they only allowed up to 1,000 fans, and they can sit up to 2,500. So they were at about 40% capacity over the last couple races.
So, Chase, you might not know this, but if someone had season tickets to the Red Hawks, did they get refunded?
That is a good question. I believe you're still going to have your season tickets. It's just a matter of right now, I don't know if you're going to have your specific seat.
Sure.
You know, so you're still going to get that. And again, the fine folks at the Red Hawks ticket up box office, they probably answer a lot of those questions, because late Friday afternoon was when everything got announced about the 2020 season. Now we're learning more information today, and everybody's just kind of waiting to see, okay, we know they're going to be here the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, but are they going to be on the road then the 6th? Who are they going to host on the 7th? You know, that type of stuff.
So their schedule won't actually get elongated, and they won't go further into
the
fall. They'll still, it's the same playoff dates as it normally would be.
September 10th is when the regular season's going to wrap up. It's maybe a week later. They normally like to wrap up around Labor Day weekend. And then kind of that 10th would be the postseason, but the postseason is going to get shortened again. Instead of having four teams make it, there's going to be two teams making it. So it's going to be condensed a little bit that way.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, could you imagine how cool it'd be to see four different teams play in one, four different teams possibly play on the same day at the same park?
It's going to be very busy. If the Red Hawks are not even in town, I would still call up there if you want to see baseball, because there's a likelihood the Winnipeg Gold Eyes would be in town hosting a different team. So it's still going to be baseball. It just might not be your Red Hawks favorite player at that particular juncture. It could be Winnipeg against St. Paul squaring off with each other. But if you're going to want to see baseball and go to a ballpark and enjoy a brat, a beer, and something in between, Newman Outdoor Field definitely is going to be the place starting July 3rd.
Okay, so Chase, where are we at with Major League Baseball?
Good luck is where I'm at with Major League Baseball. They've been table tennising some negotiations back and forth.
I know, last week I got all excited because the headlines were really looking like we were going somewhere. So I run into the fan studio, I'm like, Major League Baseball, something happening? And Chase, no, Amy, it's not.
What the latest we know is that pretty much the players and the owners have rejected each other's last proposal, and the players have pretty much said it's up to Major League Baseball to tell us when we're going to play, and there's a collective bargaining agreement that's going to get done after the 2021 year. So neither the owners or the players really want to give in because we're like, if we give in now, then we have to talk about this a year and a half from now before the 2020 season. So if you're a baseball fan, there's going to be a lot of ifs and buts and candy and nuts over the next 18 months to figure out what you're going to do this summer, and also the collective bargaining agreement that goes into effect in 2022, which it's typically a 10-year agreement, so that way you can just play the games, do what you want, and then go from there.
Do you feel like there is a little more pressure now that something like the All-American League says, like, yep, we're going to get some games in this year, we're going to make something happen?
I hope the answer is yes, but I think the problem is this is about money between the owners and the players, and if it's about the bottom dollar, it could go on for quite some time. And baseball had a strike again, you know, in 94. So, I mean, they've already had a strike in the last couple of decades, and if they have it again specifically with money, I hope what this does, though, is if, you know, we're obviously going to have the games free on 740 The Fan. I'm sure there'll be a handful as there is every summer on 790 KFGO. But I'm very curious, like, does Fox Sports North now go to St. Paul and be like, hey, we want to take your games? You know,
sure.
Typically the Minnesota Twins, but is like, hey, we just want to put something that's on product, you know, on a national market or a national television or even a regional market. I'm curious what that's going to happen or not. Because Bismarck did a pod, but Bismarck essentially made two teams. They have the Bismarck County Moose. They have the Bismarck Flick. They have the Bismarck Larks, which is the actual Northwoods League team.
Larks,
and then
yeah.
The Mandan Flickertails. And pretty much what they said is, we're just going to make two extra teams for this summer, and we want to play some games. So, you know, we're going to three teams, two towns, one championship is what they're going after. So it's going to be a little different here with the Redhawks, but still the same premise of it's going to be some type of baseball that's going to get played in the summertime.
Sounds good.
More information, by the way, at KFGO.com on both the manager update and then hopefully the schedule update later today will be on KFGO.com.
Because Chase got it there for
you. You betcha.
So you're welcome.
Bad bro, wary.